Blog Talk Radio.
Mike, are you there? Are you there, Mike? Oh. Okay, we have to go to another. Let me see if we go to four. Nope, I never go to four. Hold on, you guys. Don't go anywhere. Channel 3 isn't connecting, Mike.
Struggling there.
So what channel do you want me to go on?
Whichever have you tried? Have you tried four?
I haven't tried any other channel because I don't want to do it.
In the past.
Yeah. So I'm on four right now.
Okay.
But it's not connected. It won't connect.
Okay, then one. Can you try one, please?
Well, four is near. I'm going to try one. I'm on channel one now. Can you hear me?
Bringing you up. Sorry about that.
No contact on channel one.
Okay. So, you have one called a switchblade?
No, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can you try 5?
Yeah. Five seems to be connecting.
Yes?
Yeah. Five, no connection.
Is there any internet you could subtract?
I don't have any internet on here. It's just...
Are you lightweight?
Yeah, it's just Facebook. I'm on my phone, so it's not... Go back to three.
Okay. Oh, okay. There you're free.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Three, two.
Nope, I can't hear it.
Okay, hold on. Can you just start talking?
I'm talking. Mm-hmm. It's not on my end either. It's on your end.
Yeah, it shows you're connected. I'm going to disconnect it.
Mm-hmm.
Will you try three one more time, please?
Yep. Hang up.
That's 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's a really bad connection. Okay. I'm going to mute this. Here we go.
Hang up. What about now? Any sound? Are you guys not getting sound? Is there no sound?
Yeah. No, you're on.
All right. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. Good evening. I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. you know, there's so much to talk about. Today I'm going to talk about the power of focus, but there are so many things in the news right now. I went to go see The Little Mermaid because I do a morning podcast called Kings in the Morning on the J. King Network Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on that show, there's a guy who listens to the show who is a very conservative listener. He's also a black guy who is super conservative. When I liken him to the white guy who's been around black folk his whole life, and he always says horrible things about white people in the white community. And then we say, well, he should know. But this guy is a black guy who always says horrible things about the black community. And I can only imagine how many white people are around him and says, well, he should know. And he came on our show a few days ago, and he talked about The Little Mermaid and how it showed a black girl leaving her black family to go to the shore and be with a white man. Oddly enough, he is a black man who doesn't date black women, and he's only dated white women, and he just married a Hispanic woman, which was good on him because at least he got some of his racism out of the way. And, you know, I want to talk about it on this show. However, when I do this show on KBLA, I always want to talk about things that make us strong and powerful, that will help make us better. But I will say this to you all. Go watch, if you have children, go watch The Little Mermaid. If you don't have children and you just want to make sure that the controversy has no reason to be in this film, go watch it, and you'll see that it's really just a film, a really beautiful love story about people being different and how different people from different parts of the world, one under the water, one on top of the water, but they're the same person, can actually find each other and find love. That being said, if you ever want to listen to the Kings in the Morning podcast, you can go to the jkingnetwork.com and sign up, and you can listen online. If you're on Facebook, you can find it on my Facebook page, J-A-Y-K-I-N-G, the number 3. So it's facebook.com/J-A-Y-K-I-N-G, the number 3. I have to tell you, it's a very risque show. The language is straightforward, and some might call it harsh, but it's a really good show. And so good evening and welcome to the Jay King Show. Today we're going to talk about the power of focus and why focus is important in your life and how it can literally change a lot about who you are and even how you focus, when you focus, and what you focus on. Because focus, the gateway to all thinking, whether it's a perception, your memory, whether it's your ability to learn or to reason, whether you're dealing with problem solving or decision making, if you can't focus effectively, you can't think effectively. And a lot of us, the ability to focus because we won't exercise that muscle. And when you look at focus and you say, well, how can focus help me? Well, the more time that you concentrate on one task, the greater the quality of work you're going to put out. Not only are you going to put out a greater quality of work, you'll produce it quicker, and you'll produce it free of error or minimal errors. So focus is powerful because with focus, you literally conserve your energies. And the energy that you use doesn't dissipate on irrelevant thoughts or mundane activities. And this is why concentration is vital to focus. And it's vital for anyone aspiring to be more efficient. And that's why we're going to talk about focus. I want to make sure, and let me just say, when I do these shows, I don't do them for you more than I do them for me. When I talk about these things, I'm talking to me more than I'm even talking to you. You know, we have to figure out what is important to us in our focus. Is it your health? Is it your family? Is it love? Is it purpose? Is it time? Whatever it is that you're trying to focus on, I don't care what it is. The properties and the principles are going to be the same if you want to be great at a high level. Focus is going to be at the forefront of it. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I do a lot of different things and is probably saying, well, Jay, how can you talk about focus? There's no way that you can focus on all the things that you do. And on the surface, you're right. There's no way that I could focus on all the different things that I do unless I focused on them in slivers of time. And that's exactly what I've learned to do. But I had to first learn how to focus. I had to first learn how to deal with the perception of focus. And then once I did that, I had to learn how to memorize what it is that I was focused on so that I could put it to memory. And if you've ever seen me or heard me speak about different things, whether it's a music business, a small business, or statistics, it's all in my memory. It's all in my learning from my reasoning and my problem solving, and it all comes from my ability to focus. You know, sometimes when I'm working a lot, my diet gets bad, and so I start to eat bad, and I'm not that big of a man. I'm 5'6" tall, so if I gain 3 or 4 pounds, it's the equivalent of somebody probably gaining 10 to 15 pounds. It looks real heavy on me. And that happens when I lose my focus, when I don't focus on my health. That in the course of doing the work that I do, I can't lose focus of my health. And that's where the slithers of time come in. And if you are used to focusing, and you get out of focus, it's easy to get back to refocus and do something different. Like now I'm getting up at morning to walk at 6 o'clock, 6:15 in the morning, so that I can get my workout in. Where before my focus was to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do a 5 o'clock in the morning workout boxing. Well, I didn't have that kind of time anymore. And this goes back to focus. My ability to problem solve, make a different decision using my reasoning. And these are things that I learned from my ability to focus because I recognize that the gateway to all thinking is focus. The gateway to all thinking is your focus. And then what you focus on. Sometimes we spend a lot of time focused on the wrong things. We train our minds to focus on things that aren't healthy, that won't grow us, that won't move us forward. And this is what makes focus powerful. Because if you focus on negative things, focus is so powerful that focus will bring more negative things to you. And if you focus on positive things, focus will bring more positive things to you. Focus is the gateway to all of your thinking. And I know I've been the negative thinker. I've had the negative focus, and I've been the positive thinker, and I've had the positive focus, and both are powerful. I see Joe Cynical. How you doing, brother? I see Francis Wright. How are you? Janet Marie says, negative energy breeds negative energy. And that is the truth. So how can focus help you? The more time you concentrate on one task, the greater the quality of the work you'll produce. Not only will you produce greater quality of work, you'll do it quicker, and you'll do it free of error. And once we get into a vortex of focus, it's so powerful that it can suck you all the way in. So if you are focusing on negative things, if you are focusing on obstacles instead of solutions, every obstacle that can come into your purview will. Every distraction that can be part of your mindset, all powered by you. It's all powered by your gateway, by your perception, by your memory, by your learning, by your reasoning, by your problem solving, and by your decision making. If you have a friend or somebody you know, and every time you see them, they seem to, you say, man, every time I see you, man, you seem to find trouble all the time. That's where their focus is. And you have to break away. And sometimes you have to breathe. If you see people that you know are in bad physical shape, and you know that the way they're eating, the way they're living, whatever it is that they're doing, that it's going to have a negative effect on them. And they continue in that direction. That's their focus. Their focus is not to get better. You have to exercise that muscle, exercise the focus muscle. Because if you can't focus effectively, you can't think effectively. Health, family, friends, love, purpose, passion, wellness, business, money, I don't care what it is that your focus is. You have to focus in a healthy and productive manner. And you have to continuously tell yourself, as you start to pull things in, focus is the gateway to all of my thinking. My focus is going to be the gateway to everything I think about. When we talk about success, and I don't care if it's a success in a relationship or a business venture, the key to success is to focus on goals, not obstacles. And one of the most important requisites is to achieve success in life is to stay focused on the goals. If you're not focused on the goals, it's almost going to be impossible for you to decipher what you need to do to reach a destination. With the power of focus, you conserve your energy so that you don't waste them on irrelevant thoughts or activities. And when you start prioritizing the needs and versus the desires, the needs of a business versus the desires, your heart, or the desires of other people. When you start to prioritize those things, it means that you're not depleting yourself to make other people happy or to make other situations happy. So some people might ask the question, why do I lack in my life? So there could be a number of things that cause the lack of focus. It may be due to some underlying condition. You could have a mild cognitive impairment or a mood disorder. Or, you know, it could be depression and anxiety. When you start looking at focus, if you have declining focus, it could be a result from lifestyle issues that you have to address, like stress or fatigue, no sleep or poor sleep, dehydration, unhealthy diet. When you can't concentrate, you can't think clearly on a focus or on a task, or you can't maintain your attention. And then your performance really exposes it. That's where it shows up. So the power of focus is going to be the beginning of how your life changes, how your power changes when it comes to changing your life and your journey. We're talking about the power of focus and how it can change your life once you, number one, acknowledge the fact that you lack it, and number two, that you recognize that you control it. My name is Jay King. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
Yeah, that was really good. Okay. It was inspiring.
Was it? What did it inspire you to do?
You know, set priorities. Really, you need to do. That's really part of the focus issue is setting priorities, moving the things out that don't matter. More of the good stuff, less of the bad stuff, and set your sights. Yeah.
All right.
That was a nice long segment, 20 minutes, 42 total. So we need a bunch of short ones. We need 5 to 6 minutes each.
Okay, how many? That was 20 minutes long?
That was.
Shit, I wish you would have stopped me. I was just going because I didn't see anything. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Check the chat. Sounds good. I wasn't going to let you stop. You were on a roll.
All right. So how many minutes do I have on this one?
Don't go any longer than 10. I mean.
No. How many minutes? Tell me how many minutes I have on this one.
5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes.
Okay.
You ready? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We're talking about focus and how it can change your life, how it can make you more powerful in your life. Because, I mean, it's a crazy world we live in, and it seems like the world changes from minute to minute. And it seems like so many things are just out of control. But the one thing that remains within our immediate control is us taking back ownership and responsibility of ourselves. And when we can do that, we become more effective in our response to change and the way things move around us, how we move forward, and just how we deal with practical matters. the fact that we are in control of our lives, we're in control of the focus that we need in order to move our lives forward. And one of the things that you have to focus on and is determine what things you value the most about your life. So you can choose 1, 3, 5 of these as starting points. And then create a basic model around which to structure life you're trying to create. Like for me, I don't like a lot of movement around me in my life. And I recognize that about me. And so I value control and peace in my world. And when you concisely make these choices, you remind yourself what things in your life you can't and won't do without, or what things you can't or won't let affect you. A lot of times we forget what people and events have shaped and continue to shape our lives, and whether it's our mother or grandmother, father, grandfather, a cousin, uncle, aunt, a teacher. And these things mold us into the people that we are and the people we want to become. Muhammad Ali is somebody that I saw as a 12-year-old boy who had a profound effect on me. And just to watch Muhammad Ali, and so from that day, seeing him in Pleasanton, California, the focus for me, I wanted to feel how I felt being with him. He made me feel special. And for my life, I focused on things that I loved and wanted to be. And the I part of this, I wanted to be in the entertainment business, but I went into the military. So how was the military going to get me into entertainment? It wasn't. But I needed a way out, and because I was going nowhere. And the military offered me an avenue out. And I didn't stay in the military long. I was only in the military for a year. But so sometimes you may get out of focus and you may have to bounce around. But if you are committed to finding your way and you find your focus and you start to evaluate your commitments to you, all of a sudden, you're not afraid of possibilities, and you're not afraid to take chances, and you're not afraid to dream, because it becomes the gateway to all of your thinking, to your perceptions, to your memory, to what you learn, how you learn, where you learn, when you learn, to your reasoning. And all those things start to add layers to you. And you start to access the way you use your time. And you can do other menial things while focusing on this one thing that you want to do. I wanted to be in the entertainment business. So I had to deal with my daily routine, with my fixed activities and chores, but also while evaluating what it is that I wanted to do, how I was going to get there, and focusing on that pathway. I had two parts to my life. I had one part that was what I had to do in order to survive, and then what I wanted to do, which would help me to live and enjoy my life and help me get rid of some of the clutter. But sometimes you have to have clutter in your life. On one part of it, you know, it might be both multiple jobs. Your life has to be cluttered with multiple jobs to get to this point where you focus. And people don't think that you can be both. But you can be focused and unfocused at the same time, focused on your dreams while just going through the process. Don't be afraid to dream. Don't be afraid to believe in things that may be pie in the sky to other people. That's the beauty about being alive. The possibilities, focus will help you realize possibilities. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. We'll be right back. How late was I?
It was a minute long. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you were good.
Okay, how many minutes do I have on this next one? 5 minutes, and how many of these do I have?
I have three more total.
Three more 5 minutes, including this one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so can I do my name is Jay King? This show is sponsored by. Do I do this show sponsored by? Huh? What do I do there? This show is sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, Highlands Community Charter School is where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway, and it doesn't cost you a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number, 916-844-2283. And remember, it's never too late to get your life in order. How was that?
Perfect.
Okay. You ready now?
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Okay. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King, and we're talking about the power of focus. And, you know, when I talk about focus, I don't mean just in business and just in, let me go back to that. When I talk about focus, I'm not talking about just in business and things that can move your life forward that way. I'm talking about focusing on yourself as well. Whatever it is that you involve yourself in, be focused on it. If you're going to indulge in one of your activities and an activity you enjoy, be focused on it. Really take it all in. And be there in the moment. Be focused in it so that those memories, because, again, focus is the gateway to all of your thinking. So be focused on the activity for your memories later in life. You'd be surprised at how those things will be what balances you out, and as you get older will show you the beauty of your life. Don't be afraid to learn a new hobby or pick up a new skill. When you learn to do those things and just focus on new ideas that opens up possibilities, but more important, it exercises your mind and your spirit. When we talk about focus, don't be afraid to confront fears of the unknown, things that you haven't done before, or new possibilities. Be open to them. Sometimes spend time outdoors. Don't just go on a walk or on a hike. Start journaling. Write down what happens in your day, and come back. I mean, focus is incredible. When you start doing these things and you start meditating, you start practicing self-care, you start practicing self-compassion, these are the focuses that will actually help you learn to enjoy your life, help you to become healthier, help you to appreciate family and friends, help you better with love, give you a purpose, help you discover some of your passions or at least explore them. And it might encourage you to seek more education. Your brain first takes in all the visual information, and then it starts to process that information to tell you what you should focus on. So focusing on a task is a lot like focusing on your vision. And when you make the decision to focus on something, that's what changes your life. The key to success is to focus on goals, not obstacles. You're tuned into the J. King Show, KVLA Talk 1580. My name is J. King. We'll be right back.
Five minutes, anytime.
5 minutes? Okay. You're tuned into the J. King Show, KVLA Talk 1580. And I hope that this show helped you decide. I'm sorry, let me come back. Okay. You're tuned into the J. King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. And we're talking about focus and the power of focus and how focus can help you to be happy. How focus can help you to find your pathway and to stay the course, help you to manage your stress levels, enjoy yourself, and boost your self-esteem. How focus can help you even in your spiritual life. And when you are focused, the three successes in life that can help you is to write down your goals, create a powerful belief system, and to invest in yourself. And investment doesn't necessarily mean financial. It can mean your health. It could mean your spirituality. It can mean your intellect. And all of this is going to happen through your focus. So sometimes I get up in the morning and I just write down on pieces of paper what even my show is going to be about or what I want to talk about. But the first things you do in the morning are the things that are going to determine what your day is going to be like. The first thing you do in the morning will determine what your day is going to be like. That's why it's important for you to be healthy waking up, and I write down a lot of different things because I want to make sure that I'm focused on some of the things I want to get done that day. And if you ask any successful person what their number one rule is for succeeding, they'll tell you that they create a system of self-belief. Investing in yourself is going to be one of the major keys to your success when it comes to focus, to your success when it comes to life, and to your success when it comes to being alive. And I refuse to be unhappy in a world that's open to so many possibilities. I refuse to be scattered when it's me. It's the beginning and end of my success. And it has everything to do with how much I invest in my focus to be happy. I'm going to say it again. I've said it a couple of times during this broadcast. Focus is the gateway to all of your thinking. It's the gateway to your perception. It's the gateway to your memory. It's the gateway to your learning. It's the great gateway to your reasoning, to your problem solving, and to your decision making. And if you can't focus effectively, you can't think effectively. My name is Jay King. And you're tuned into the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580. Good night. How was that, Mike?
Good.
Was that the last one?
No, I think we had one more.
Okay, great. So then you can move it around, okay?
I can.
Okay, perfect. All right. Good. So I got one more.
5 to 6.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And this one, another 5 minute one?
Yes,
okay, great. Let me I got so many notes. I'm trying to figure out. I don't want to be goofy about it. But I got a bunch of notes.
Well, I was going to suggest what you did. Tip to be focused. Either while I was
thinking. Uh huh. Okay. So.
Any focus success stories? Which you told earlier.
Oh, didn't realize you were, yeah, I'm doing a show. Thank you, Donald. Okay. Let me do this. Let me find something real quick.
Okay.
All right. So I know what I'm going to do. You ready? And I got 5 minutes, right?
Yep, you can. Yep.
Okay. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And I got to tell you, when it comes to focus, a lot of times, we'll feel like, we've wasted time or, it's too late. I've done all that I can do. How do I get back on course? Well, the first thing you do is forgive yourself. We have this vicious cycle of feeling like failures if we don't reach a certain plateau by a certain time, and or we learn something later in life, like being able to focus, and then we start to beat ourselves up. And we start to feel like failure. And failure can eat at your self-confidence and make it hard for you to believe that you can achieve a better outcome in the future. And emotionally intelligent people know that success lies in their ability to rise in the face of failure. So I learned more from my failures than I did from my successes. When something didn't go right, I was able to pick through it and go, wow, okay, that's why that didn't work. Early on, I would beat myself up. Today, when things don't work how I want them to work, it's okay, because it's like putting a puzzle together. Sometimes you have the wrong pieces, It doesn't mean that you failed. When you focus on the right things, you don't focus on the fact that it didn't work, and you don't look at it as a failure. You focus on the parts that did work and the parts that didn't work. You focus on the fact that there's another way, that, there's another problem to solve, and you can put it together. You can put it all back together. Don't seek perfection. If you seek perfection, then you won't make it. Your target is to just do it, to start it. As human beings, our very nature is fallible. So when perfection is your goal, you're always going to be left with this sense of failure. And so this is why focus becomes so important to all of your solutions, because focus just says, how do I solve the problem? It doesn't worry about what worked and what didn't work. What it does, focus creates a consistent growth until you get it all right. Focus will help you to avoid asking what if. Focus will help you to stay positive. Focus will help you to rest and sleep. Focus will help you to exercise and meditate. Focus will help you to, as things get going, to ride the wave. And focus will help you squash that negative self-talk. The important thing to remember is you have to give focus the opportunity to help your strategies to life work. And what that means is recognizing the moments when you're struggling with yourself, whether it's your self-control or your self-confidence, that rather than giving in to the impulse of it, you take a look at it, you focus in on the strategy, and then you start to work it out one step at a time. You're tuned into the J. King Show at KDLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
I love it. Yeah, okay. Really good show.
Okay. So we got it.
I'm part of my life.
Did I?
Yeah.
You're good. So you guys, Mike likes me to talk about controversial stuff, right? And
I said cultural stuff.
Yeah, cultural stuff. Like what? So tell me, cultural stuff like what, Mike?
Like Tim Scott today on The View.
I didn't see Tim Scott on The View. I don't watch TV like that. You guys, I told you, Mike, I'm not in the world like that. I'm divorced from the world. I don't love the world. The world is full of shit.
One of the ladies on The View said that Tim Scott's success is the exception.
Well, it is. And it is in this world. It is in a world where we're not, we know that inequity, inequality, unjust behavior is applauded and protected. It is in a world where the government that you live under is biased, prejudiced, bigoted, and racist. And that's why for black folk especially, focus become important. Because if we're not focused on the best parts of ourselves, If we're not focused on the best parts of our lives, then we live in a world that does everything to strip us of all the greatness that's inside of us. We don't live in a world that promotes and uplifts who we are. And the blacker the skin, the more dangerous the human being in the world we live in. So, that's why we have to talk about focusing on us, focusing on loving ourselves, focusing on believing in us, focusing on uplifting yourself, challenging you to be the best part of you, to know who you are, and then to say, and then not letting time be a death march to you where you say, you know what, because I'm 50, I can't do this because I'm too old, or because I'm 60. Then as long as you got breath in your lungs, you can do it all. The fact that we don't recognize the fact that we were winners when we stepped on this planet. We were winners. We won the sperm race. You know how many sperm was trying to hit that egg, Mike? Upwards of 8 million. You won. We don't promote the idea of everybody being a winner.
So when somebody comes along like a Tim Scott and tries to have a positive attitude, like, come on, everybody, lift up. We can do this together. I think his motto is actually the word believe.
What his motto is, but with Tim Scott comes, and this is where the politics and the game come in. Tim Scott, like all politicians and people who hold those positions, they're not doing it in an honest fashion. You know, they have a political agenda attached to the words they use and in the slogans they use. And
that's a really general
thing. Because they speak in general terms. Tim Scott don't want our debt paid.
Believe he does.
No, Tim Scott doesn't.
He does. But my point was, he's being positive. Mm. He's saying, come on together, we can do this.
Right. But with an agenda. So Mike, he says it with an agenda. So whenever you have an agenda, I know you don't, because you're a Republican, you're a conservative, and you believe in his message because he's a black guy saying something that you like. Yeah. And when white folks hear black men say things that is palatable to them, especially as it relates to everybody lifting up everybody, Tim Scott is the exception to the rule because he was able to make it from the muck and the mire. I'm the exception to the rule because I was able to make it from the muck and the mire. But what I don't lose sight of is the inequity, the unfairness, the racial, political, manipulative hatred that exists in this country against me, not because of anything other than the fact that I'm black. I never would lose that just because I won't say, well, look at me, you know, we can all make it together. We cannot all make it together, Mike, until you all accept the fact in earnest and honesty that the inequitable treatment of me and people that look like me have been detrimental to my emotional mental, physical, and financial growth in this country. And I believe that black people around the world, in any parts of the country, of the world, where a white or Caucasian rule exists, will say the exact same thing. The same thing that I'm saying. That Tim Scott and people like him, if on my podcast, Mike, I came on saying we can all make it together, that we're all going to make it together, then I would slap myself in the face. We can't all make it together we can't. But that's why focus becomes important. That's why I talk to people about focus. We can make it. But the fight for me is going to be 10 times harder than the fight for you, Mike. For me to be equal to you, I got to be 10 times better to be equal to you. Those are the rules of engagement. Those are the rules that this system has set up for me. Now, whether you don't have anything to do with it directly, but you benefit from it directly. You got the privilege of being white. In a world where the rules were made by white folk, based on white culture.
This is the conversation was about this. I just think he's the nicest guy around. He's the nicest candidate.
White nice guys finish last. He won't make it. He won't make it.
He will go far.
He won't make it. He won't be the candidate. I promise you, he won't be the candidate. I'll bet you a dollar, because I don't want to take your money. He won't make it. I'm telling you, he won't make it. He's got to be the president. He's not going to be the president. Y'all ain't going to let no. You think Republicans are going to let a black man be a president that they pick? Are you crazy? You know how they're going to pick no black man? I bet you, matter of fact, you put up a dollar, I'll put up 100.
I just say the Democrats are the intolerant ones.
Listen, I would say this to you, Mike. White folk that are Democrats are secret racists and secret bigots. Okay? And so I'm telling you that the Democrats that are white, they're secret with their racism and their bigotry. And that's why even if they put Barack Obama in office, it was under their conditions. Republicans are straight up and down letting you know a black man going to do a lot of things. But being president won't be one.
I don't know.
I'll put up $100 to your dollar. You want to do it?
Not about money.
I'm just saying, I know, but it ain't going to happen. I'm just telling you that, you know, it won't happen. He don't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance.
He's a Democrat. Whatever the beauty ladies are, however many there are, on stage saying a conservative black man is an oxymoron, making comparisons to Clarence Thomas.
Well, because, listen, Mike, let me ask you a question. Can black people vote?
Yes.
Okay. And so can we vote all the time, forever, without any issues?
What do you mean forever?
No, we can't vote, Mike. You guys have to, every 25 years, Congress and the Senate got to vote to let us vote again, to add another 25 years for us to vote again. So, what kind of bullshit is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Go Google it. Take some time to Google.
Yeah, that's right. I just pulled up a Google. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'll change the subject real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I I take exception. I don't think you have a podcast in the morning.
Yeah, I do.
Anybody can have a podcast.
No.
You don't have a podcast. You have an internet radio show.
No, yeah, well, I have an internet radio, but I podcast it. I have an internet radio show that acts as a podcast as well because I do it live.
It's live. You can take phone calls. That's an internet radio show. I would advise to think differently because anybody can have a podcast. I mean, come on. But not everybody can have an internet radio show. Right?
Yeah, yes, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Anybody can. And that's the thing, Mike.
Oh, yes.
So anybody can.
I don't know. It's a big commitment. And you do it every morning.
Yeah, that's right. But so the Voting Rights Act, Mike. So the defendant approved to extend it another 25 years. Why does it have to be, if I'm so equal, Mike, if it's so fair, why is it that I have to be given the right every 25 years to vote?
July 21st, 2006. Voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to extend the Ramadan. What the hell? I don't know. It's the same reason Kuiper's saying the...
Mike, the no, he didn't call it. He called it the Nigger League. He called it the Nigger League.
I can't say that.
And so because racism, bigotry, prejudice, and bias is baked into the foundation of America. And until we have a real conversation about how we're going to dismantle those things, until we have a real conversation about how the debt that's owed is going to be paid, I have to have conversations about how we must focus on who we are, how we live, and what goodness we want to get out of our lives. That's why I did the show on focus and not on the bullshit that I got to wake up to every day and deal with and that I've done for the whole of my 61 years and my mother and father did for all of their years and their mothers and fathers did for all of their years and their mothers and fathers did for all of their years. And every mother and father that's black in this country have done for all of their years. I know the game I'm in.
So I'm reading this article in the New York Post in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
They extended it overwhelmingly. Really quickly here. The House passed the measure last week after a flurry of rebellion from several Southern lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans have made the renewal of the law a cornerstone of party efforts to reach out to minority groups, particularly blacks, and leaders of both parties promises passage in rare length.
25 years, Mike. Why isn't it forever? Why do we have to do this every 25 years?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you why. Because we live in a racist, bigoted, prejudiced, biased country that still wants to control that still wants to control the narrative of black folk and let us know that at any time they can put their thumb on us. And that's why I tell black folk to focus on your greatness. Focus on loving yourself. Focus on your health. Focus on your spirituality. Focus on being the greatest parts of you. Yeah, I know. Mike, you should listen to Kings in the Morning. When I read the book, they were her property. When I read the book, They Were Her Property, you will know. I'm going to read something. I'm going to read something for you. On May 9th, 1857, Alfred, a 12 or 13-year-old enslaved boy who was living in Washington County, Georgia, allegedly told Godfrey Martin, the son of his master, Green Martin, to kiss his derriere. Over the course of 3 hours, Green and Godfrey Martin beat Alfred to death. On at least two occasions, Green Martin straddled Alfred, choked him, and threw him to the floor. Godfrey poured water on Alfred to prevent him from fainting. Then after Green was done, Godfrey fetched the saddle, commanded Alfred to kneel on all fours, placed the saddle on his back, and sat on him for a quarter of an hour. After doing so, he beat him with a stick, kicked him, and threw him on the ground, and finally dragged him about the yard. Although most southern states had laws that allowed slave owners to punish their slaves with impunity, even if such discipline led to death, such legislation often barred slaveholders from punishing enslaved people with malice. Many of these laws also delineated in minute detail the instruments slaveholders could lawfully use to punish enslaved people. If they used methods or tools that did not meet the specification outlined in these laws, they could be punished themselves. Someone in Green Martin's slaveholding community must have considered his actions adherent enough to report him to local authorities, because Martin soon found himself charged with Alfred's murder. Martin was convicted and sentenced to execution by hanging, but he appealed to the Georgia Supreme Court, and the justices agreed to review his case. And he was, it was just a nigger, so they found him not guilty. That's what I live with, Mike. Those are the rules of engagement that I've lived with for the whole of my life.
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
Yeah. That's the America I know.
These are great conversations, and that's why you know, cultural conversations are great. Yeah. They're really good. Yeah, you're well educated, and you've done them well.
So I'll say to you and to any white person who watches this broadcast that we have to do better. We have to be better human beings to each other. We have to be the kindness that we would expect to be presented to us and on us. We have to be the presenter of that kindness. What happened in this country in the past shouldn't even be able to rear its ugly head today. But some of us latch on to that ugliness. Some of us latch on to that hatred and that criminality. And when you have a government that has protected it because it promoted and participated in it, we have to be ashamed of ourselves. We have to be ashamed of ourselves as a government, as a community. And it should be with haste that we say, let's fix these crimes. The fact that every 25 years you have to vote in the Congress and Senate for me to be able to vote is criminal. When you start looking at our criminal justice system and you see that I make up 33% of the system, or 50%, whatever the number is, it's a high number, when I'm only 14% of the population, 13.8% of the population. when we start looking at generational wealth, and you can look at the white community and see that generational wealth, it is common. And then you look at a black community with all the successful people we've had, and you say, what happened to only generational wealth is happening right now, and it's just in a small, minute group of people, so much so that by 2053, we're going to be at zero wealth. And the Hispanic community, by 2073, will be at zero wealth. We're talking about 30 years from now. Before you let my tank get on empty, you should be trying to fill me up. And because I am such a consumer, so much so that no one out-consumes me on a per capita basis, you should be trying to fill me up, because by filling me up, you fill up the GDP in this country, because I drive the economy. So we have a lot of things. So we have a lot of issues to talk about. But are you listening? See, I don't have to. For me to have this conversation, Mike, with black people don't mean nothing. What I'm talking about, black folk already know. That's why I have the conversation about focus. That's why I have the conversation about the power of the attitude. Those are things we need to know. We need to know how our attitude will bring more opportunities. We need to know how focus will help us to be great and how to focus on different things. When we start talking about the racism, bigotries, prejudices, and biases that exist in this country, we don't have to have a conversation about that. We live this shit every day. And so what black folk are going to say is preach, teach, that's right. Because we know that. When we start talking about focus, when we start talking about things like how focus is the gateway to your perception, the gateway to your memory, the gateway to your reasoning. That's what we need to hear. That's what we need to know. When you talk about focus, your focus is something that you have power over, that you have control over. That's what we need to hear. That's what we need to know. That's why I talk about that stuff. That's why the social thing that you talk about is something I live every day. It is exotic to you because you just now hearing about it. When I went to ask my mama for a bologna sandwich when I was 8, 9 years old, and she said, just because somebody black don't mean they're your best friend. Just because somebody white don't mean they're your worst enemy. You judge people based on how they treat you. You got to be 10 times better than a white man to be equal. All I wanted was a bologna sandwich. But for some odd reason, my mother thought a little boy getting a bologna sandwich needed to hear that. I've been hearing that since I was a little boy. As a man, I need to hear how to focus. As a man, I need to hear how I'm in control of me and how powerful I am and the greatness that I'm responsible for pulling out of me. And I appreciate you for not being afraid of these conversations, Mike, because a lot of folks that look like you, they run from this conversation.
No, I'm actually reading more about, well, I'm reading more in it, obviously.
Yeah. I don't don't know what happened, Mike, but you went out again. Can you hear me? All right, you guys. I think Mike just got disconnected, y'all.